This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The new film, The Messenger, plays out against the wars in the Middle East, but director Oren Moverman says it's meant to remain agnostic about the wars themselves.
Someone once told me that there are three perspectives on war. There's pro-war, anti-war, and in-war. And we really wanted to take the in-war perspective, show some of the faces of the people who are personally connected to the war and have to deal with the human consequences of the war.
The drama, which Moverman co-wrote, centers on two officers assigned to the Army's Casualty Notification Service, men who must deliver the worst possible news to the families of fallen soldiers. Their story, the director says, offered a compelling avenue to portray the hometown impacts of the wars.
Started talking about casualty notification as a way of introducing an audience to the various issues that military families are dealing with, issues that are not really discussed that much in the mainstream press. Returning soldiers, families that are stretched thin by constant deployment of soldiers, and really wanted to shine a light on the people who have to live with the consequences of war or the decision to go to war.
The project took shape a few years ago, Moverman explains, partially in reaction to the federal government's policy, at that time, of downplaying any public mention of American casualties in Iraq or Afghanistan.
To us, it was always really baffling, the politicizing of the casualties, coffins or names read in mainstream media, perceived as political acts as opposed to just honoring the people who are paying the ultimate price. And I think it has a lot to do with a certain conclusion that the powers that be came up with after Vietnam. Obviously, the media coverage of the war was instrumental in turning the public against the war. But what they're forgetting is that we have a very different military now.
It's that policy of downplaying the inevitable consequences of warfare that Moverman opposes, because he says it devalues the lives that are lost.
That old argument, we can't show those things because they're political in their essence, I think is misguided. It's not political to show a funeral, to honor a particular soldier by showing maybe a piece on television about his life and maybe talking to wounded soldiers and getting their accounts. This is something that people should be aware of. They should know that this is going on.
This is a subject that is clear and close to Moverman, who in his youth served a compulsory tour of duty in the Israeli army. Now a naturalized American, he says the script for The Messenger is thoroughly informed by his own military experiences.
Having served and having been to combat zones, I do understand the way a combat soldier feels. We spend a lot of time, particularly with Ben Foster, playing the main character, talking about what it feels like to be a soldier and what it feels like to come back from that place that we refer to in the movie as the other planet, where you're coming back from such an intense life-changing experience, and you're walking back into your life and realize that life has moved on and people have no idea what you've gone through and can't really connect to your own experiences. And so a big part of the movie is about trying to connect with life again.
Now in general release nationwide, The Messenger opens tonight at the Rialto Lakeside Cinemas in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.